T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here they are, all the details on Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. When you need money fast, they can help you with an Eagle line of credit. Borrow up to $25,000 and get more value in the Valley. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And right now, Dina's got some dirt. What's going on?
All right. Well, Adele, she hasn't done this in almost 12 years, but she's ready to do it again.
What's that?
She is heading to Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 12 years since she's been there.
Wow. We're not even going to recognize her. She looks fantastic.
She looks so different.
Yeah.
I know. And the thing is she's not actually expected to sing. It's a different musical guest that'll be there.
Oh.
She's going to host the October 24th episode.
Oh, so she's going to be in scenes? Oh, that's really cool. I love that.
So she says she's absolutely terrified, but she's always wanted to do it as a standalone moment. So she said the time is right. She's going to do it now. And she did say it's been almost 12 years to the day that I first appeared on the show during an election, which she said went on to break her career in America. And so she said it felt kind of full circle. She just couldn't say no.
You know what? If she messes up during a skit, she could just belt out Rolling in the Deep. You know, just like start singing.
She should sing all of her lines instead of saying them.
That would be beautiful.
That would be
real tough for the person who has to host the following week. How do you live up to that? All right. Well, Chris Pratt has been canceled.
Thanks
to a Twitter post from movie buff Amy Berg, who asked which Chris Evans, Hemsworth, Pine, or Pratt has to go. So it was already set up to send one Chris to his demise. People overwhelmingly chose Jurassic World actor Chris Pratt, according to H. Showbiz. He was voted the least favorite Chris among social media users.
Why is that?
I think I do know why, and a lot of people were commenting on why. That's how I know. Political affiliation.
Let's just say that. Very vocal.
And the thing is that he has been vocal all along, but now we're seeing a lot of stars starting to vocalize who they're supporting, and that could help them, that could hurt them. It bothers me because I feel like it maybe sways people without people actually looking into each candidate. They're just like, oh, so-and-so is voting for them, so I will too. So I guess that's why Chris Pratt has been canceled, but I'm sure once his new movie comes out, he'll be uncanceled. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, I vote for whoever Justin Bieber votes for.
Yeah, I know you do.
For Chris's?
All the time. No, in the election.
So, last week we talked about Orange is the New Black star Taryn Manning saying she'd never be on Dancing with the Stars, despite all the times they've asked her, because it's a show for has-beens, according to her. Well, now a Dancing with the Stars insider has told OK she's never been asked to be on the show, and that she's got this history of habitually lying to the press. And they said the show full of has-beens couldn't be further from the truth. Maybe she's projecting feelings about her own career. And they said that she tried to pitch them a while back, her reps, and they passed on her.
I was wondering about that. That's like saying, you know, I'll never do SNL, by the way.
Right.
I just want to let everybody know. They'll never do that show.
I don't know what they just say is like the complete opposite of what the one person says. Like, who's telling the truth at this?
Exactly. We just don't know.
And in this case, there's no in between. You know what I mean?
Right. It's complete opposite.
Happened
yes or no.
Didn't happen.
That's what I tell my kids all the time. It's a yes or no answer, people. Yes or no. Well, I cannot figure out this Cardi B and Offset situation. I've tried so hard. So first I hear they're getting a divorce. Then they were spotted partying together, getting their lips smack on just a month later. Now they're back together, but they're still getting divorced. So even after their PDA, a source told Us Weekly, as of now, Cardi is still going through with the divorce. They're still technically separated, but they do hook up occasionally and try to co-parent as best they can. But in the meantime, she's had it with all the backlash from her fans over getting back together with Offset, so she decided to delete her Twitter account. So now we have no answers coming in. None at all. You can read more with RadarOnline.com. It is like trying to solve a word puzzle with missing pieces. I can't do it.
Yeah, well, you're going to get those messages deleted from Twitter even before, Dina, so that's good.
Well, I'm going to keep following up on that and figure out what's going to happen with it. But in the meantime, you've got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. When you need money fast, they can help you out with an Eagle line of credit. You can borrow up to $25,000 and get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. All right, details on Gossip Dina. What are we working on today?
All right, maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't, but the woman who told President Trump at his town hall last week that he had a nice smile a few times, she told him, is getting a lot of attention now, as in people are starting to suggest she should be parodied on Saturday Night Live. And as for who should play the woman, her name is Paulette Dale. Twitter has made their choice clear. Allison Janney from Mom. It is uncanny, the resemblance. Mm-hmm. You'll have to see it at TMZ.com.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, they could... She could pull it off. All she's got to do is go blonde. And I think she could pull it off. But
wow. I'm just surprised SNL's talking politics. Wow.
Yeah, why.
It's nice that the people are doing all the work for casting there.
Exactly.
It's helpful.
Yeah, they just call them up and like, hi, we got your next parody. We're ready to go. Well, lots of baby news as usual. Big month, I guess, for babies. American Beauty actress Mina Savari expecting her first child at the age of 41. She said it, even though they were trying, it was a surprise. High School Musical star Ashley Tisdale and her husband are having a girl. They announced it with a gender reveal party where they simply cut into a pink cake. So
I
can go back to the simple stuff, right?
Simple, thank you.
NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., dad for the second time, a baby girl. Nice. Emily Maynard, star Bachelorette, season 8, expecting baby number 5.
All right.
5. And Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle is expecting his a baby boy in March. And Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard, who welcomed son Atlas last month, says, no more for us, not this way, but we are open to adoption in the future.
Oh, that is nice. I love it when celebrities adopt.
You know, this is a good time to open up a daycare center.
Why?
Like, don't you think a celebrity? Oh, yeah, for all these celebrity babies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, this would be a really good time.
Oh, okay. You're the next celebrity nanny?
I'm going into celebrity childcare. That's what my next job.
I was just thinking that you have your, what was it, your used underwear store, and what else did you have in mind?
Oh, the used fireworks store. So this would be
yours. The used fireworks store, so maybe you could add this to your little chain mall there.
Wait. Taking care of babies actually is like a lucrative thing. That sounds opposite of what he's going for.
True. Maybe we shouldn't get him on board with it.
I'm sure they'll all move to Western Mass, so it's convenient for me.
That's right.
Former Home Improvement actor, the oldest son on the show, Zachary Ty Bryan, ended up in jail in Oregon. Domestic violence with his girlfriend. What is interesting about this is it comes just a couple weeks after he announced his separation from his wife, who was his high school sweetheart. Yeah, they've got 4 kids together, the youngest born last year, but somehow in the last month, that marriage has fallen apart. He's come into contact with a new woman, and now she's had him thrown in jail. So we'll keep you posted as that story develops. And with all the rumors of a rift between Dancing with the Stars host Tyra Banks and the crew of the show, Judge Derek Huff talked to Extra saying, it's all good now. He said the producers came up afterwards. They were actually thanking Tyra. They were like, oh, thank you so much. You handled that so well.
What?
There was a technical situation happening in the booth. And he said, from what he's heard, people were happy and relieved, and it could have been worse.
Yeah, okay. It always could be worse.
Iffy.
I love that.
Yeah, that's not what we heard. I have a funny feeling someone came up to him and said, read this.
That's what you have to say.
And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:41 with the Kellogg crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. When you need money fast, they have an Eagle line of credit that you might be eligible for. You can borrow up to $25,000. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. All right, now the details on your favorite Hollywood celebrities, or least favorite sometimes. Here's Dina with her update. What do you got this morning, Dina?
Max Eric has been on a roller coaster of emotions since his split from Demi Lovato. Like, such a roller coaster, I wouldn't be surprised if Six Flags New England develops the Max Eric roller coaster.
Whoa,
I would be on that. I love it.
I just trademarked it, by the way.
My goodness, you'd be sick from all the twists and turns. Well, now his latest expression over his woe is me from Demi Lovato is a new song he released on Friday, in which he sings about being afraid to give up his heart and afraid to lose against love.
Aww.
And afraid to be broken apart and holding his guard. So he told Billboard, I hope Afraid will help people allow themselves to be vulnerable. I recorded this song while I was falling in love. he posted a clip on his Instagram account. You can read more with OK. I don't don't know. I just...
It's a little much, you know? It's like, I don't know, publicly it's a little much.
Like, for me, I feel like, is this just his attempt to break into music? Like, is he using his breakup with her as an attempt to break into music now?
Yeah, it's good promotion. He probably doesn't even care about her. Just good promotion.
Remember, this guy is from The Young and the Restless. He knows how to play these games.
Right. I also broke up with him. And
did you?
I have a song.
I can't wait to hear it.
When's your album coming out, Lopez?
Tomorrow. It's called My Heart is Broken, I Love You.
The sad thing is it has 35 tracks on it. That's the problem.
Yeah, and 8 bonus tracks.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson sent his biggest and probably oldest fan a couple of bottles of tequila for her 101st birthday.
That's the way I like to celebrate. Yes. Wow. Okay.
Well, he sent Marie Grover a note with the booze, which read, "Remember to sip, Grandma. It's not time to do shots."
Wow.
So he was first introduced to Marie last year on her 100th birthday by someone who tweeted him a message about wishing her best friend's grandmother a happy birthday. So,
well, I don't know. We've heard a lot of stories, too. People live to be like 140, and they're like, "I have a drink every day and a Twinkie." You know, strange stuff.
And a drinking and a Twinkie?
Yeah, drinking and a Twinkie.
That's your diet plan.
Yeah.
All right, it might be possible, maybe, that Heidi Klum loves Halloween a little bit more than I do.
Okay.
It's possible. At the very least, she's probably the queen of Halloween when it comes to celebrities celebrating the spookiest day of the year. I know, Lopez, right? I'm only going to give her like credit where credit's due because she does spend a ton of money on it. If I could, I would. But this year, Heidi is not going to have her annual party because, she says, of everything going on in the world.
Right.
And it makes sense. But Heidi has thrown her Halloween party every year since the year 2000.
Well,
we've looked forward to all those really cool, amazing costumes that she's done.
Well, it's always next year. I guess you do the day before Halloween next year and then Halloween. Just for making it.
Maybe do a whole week next year.
Yeah.
I would just hope she would at least just do a costume and show it to us, you know, so we could see how awesome it is.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I hope she does for your sake, Dina.
Something.
Don't you be sad.
I know. And Martha Stewart, she baked a chocolate caramel mile high cake on the Today Show last week.
Really?
I know.
It's a mile high? Right.
It's called that. I think it's a nickname.
It's the Mile High
and while
Cake
she
Club.
Was doing her segment from home, she got a phone call. So you can hear her say, "Hope, can you answer that?" Well, she shared a clip on Instagram and revealed it was Richard Gere on the phone. Martha said the phone call was from my neighbor, Richard Gere, and he wanted the chocolate caramel Mile High Cake. So we took it over to him and his family after the show.
Wait, was he watching on? Was he watching her live on the Today Show or something?
That's
apparently
hilarious.
He was.
And yeah, see this cake you're making? Bring it over.
Yeah.
Thought it was rude of him to ask, but apparently she delivered.
That would be funny if he just walked in. You know what I mean? Like right in the background of it.
just took a slice.
Yeah.
Take a slice and didn't say anything.
Yeah, he's under the cabinet, so you see a hand reach up and just grab a chunk.
Hey, I'm going to try that with the Lopez Eats videos that you post on Facebook next time I see you eating something like unicorn cake.
Call
you up. Be like, can you just deliver some of that?
Mm. Yeah.
Or just
thought
walk
it was rude,
into his
but
house.
Richard Gere does it.
He's cool.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Come on in.
The Dina Ghost.
And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get the Dirt Reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.